Leo Frank, Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 134. Here is the extracted text from the image. Q. How long had Snowball worked at the factory? A. I don't know, Sir Q. Now, that time when you watched in January, was Snowball there that day? I believe you said it was in January? A. Yes, sir. I said I watched one time in January. Q. Well, was Snowball there? A. I don't know whether he was or not. Q. Now, the only time you ever heard Mr. Frank say anything in front of Snowball was that time you have just mentioned? Thanksgiving, is that what you said? A. Yes, sir. Q. You heard him say something before Snowball then? A. One time was in January. Q. Where was that, in January? A. He said that in the box room. In the box room, he told me. Q. Snowball was in there? A. Yes, sir. He was helping me to stand the boxes. Q. Snowball was in there? A. Yes, sir. He was helping me to stand the boxes. Q. He walked up there and told you before Snowball? A. I don't know whether he knew Snowball was there or not. Q. Was he close to Mr. Frank? A. No, sir. Snowball was sitting up in the rack. Q. Was he in sight or not? A. Yes, sir. He was in front of the lit teal partition between me and Mr. Frank. Q. You could see him, could you? A. No, sir. I couldn't see him from where he was standing, but I knowed he was there. Q. Mr. Frank wouldn't hide it from Snowball. He would talk before Snowball, all right? A. I don't guess he would if he had seen him. Q. Tell a single one he has ever talked to you about, except business, before that first time you watched for him. Give us the day and time he ever talked to you and what he said about it. Give the day prior to the time he talked to you the day before he talked to you the day before,